Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. University men's head basketball coach Jim Larrañaga joins us right now. Coach L, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Coach, we're doing great. And yesterday we were talking about guys that have done a really good job. And I said, we got to have Coach Larrañaga on because he's 2-9 in the ACC. They just played overtime game. This is one of the greatest coaching jobs on the most shorthanded team in the history of the ACC. And you guys are hanging around, playing hard. Not saying you don't get gas, Coach, and everything else in the second half, but you guys, you got to be real happy with this group. And I know it's about winning games, but, Coach, this has been pretty good.
Well, I am very proud of the guys for how much they have stuck together and worked hard and continue to work hard. We have tough competition every night. The ACC is loaded. I'm guessing we're going to have probably 8 or 9 teams in the NCAA tournament. We're battling those guys. You know, we have a good group of guys. We're just a little shorthanded, and you know, it makes a big difference in these games.
Coach, I got to ask you this. Just tell me that we're set up for next year to have more players, please. Tell me you feel better about having more bodies next year, please.
Well, even, you know, just that we've signed 2 terrific players. Isaiah Wong was just named the Player of the Year in Philadelphia last night. So we're very, very excited to have Isaiah, a 6'3 guard who's very athletic, very gifted, can play the 1 or 2. So he's going to add a lot to our backcourt. Anthony Walker, who just turned 18, he's young to the game. He's at Brewster Academy in New Hampshire, doing a really good job on a terrific team. He's about 6'7" or 6'8" and very, very athletic, kind of like a Kamari Murphy. We have Rodney Miller sitting out and Cam Auguste sitting out and Dan Gak sitting out after knee surgery. So we've got 5 new guys that are going to add to our roster. So we're very, very happy about the new guys that'll be joining us.
Yeah, that'd be nice to
light
have some
at
more
the end
bodies.
Of that tunnel.
Yeah.
I just needed to hear something, Coach, because it's hard to tell people. Go, hey, man, that's unbelievable. Go on the road and they're playing teams at overtime. They're some of the top teams in the country, and you're so shorthanded. I mean, you're looking for guys there at the end of the bench. It's crazy, Coach, and yet you got to feel pretty good. I know it's about, again, it's about winning games and getting to the big dance, but I would just guess you're pretty proud of this group. They don't quit. They play hard. They do what you want.
That's very, very true, Joe. And I don't know if you guys know, but we reached out to our football program. We were trying to recruit Joe Jackson to come and join our basketball team. Joe had played at Gulliver when he was in high school. And we were hoping that he might put on a basketball uniform and help us out in our goal of competing in the ACC. But he said he was going to declare for the NFL draft and become an NFL player. So we couldn't even get an extra body to help us out.
Yeah, Coach, you got to be careful with that too, because if he gets a block or steals the ball, he's going to put on the turnover chain. He's going to be wearing that a lot on the court if he brought that there. You got to be careful with that. You know, a guy that, you know, you talked about a lot, and he's been one of your best players on the team, Chris Likes. You ever surprised by how good of a player this kid is? Because obviously the storyline with him is he's too small, he's too tiny, he can't do this, he can't do that. Yet he's ended up being one of the best players, if not the best player on your team.
Yeah, you know, Chris, we saw him play as a 9th grader in high school. And Chris watched us play when we had Shane Larkin and Angel Rodriguez. So he's been following us. We had been following him. So when we offered him, Chris actually committed to us during his junior year. So we had no doubts. We had a lot of confidence that he was going to be a major contributor to our program from day one. And, you know, last year he came in off the bench for most of the season, did a terrific job, was a real catalyst for us. And this year he's really our leader. He's our leading scorer, our leader in assists. He's a dynamic little player. He's very hard to guard. And he loves the competition. I just wish we had some more weapons around him, because he's really being asked to do a little too much.
Well, listen, he wanted to come here and get a chance to play and play a lot of minutes, Coach. And, boy, you have given him all that for sure. Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you, the Zion Williamson show, we heard it was going to be great. We saw the highlights coming out. We saw the first couple of games. It just gets better and better and better. You've been around college basketball a long time. Athletically, even watching more of his game than just dunking, some of the other things he can do. Is he the first overall pick if he comes out, Coach, or what do you think about what you've seen from his game?
Well, I've seen a lot of block shots in my day, but I don't think any more impressive than when Duke played at Virginia. And DeAndre Hunter was shooting a shot in the corner.
Oh, that was crazy.
And Zion Williamson was on the other side of the 3-second lane. And he ran and jumped about 4 feet off the ground and blocked it into the stands. That's the most spectacular block shot I've ever seen, considering the amount of court he had to cover just to get there. His speed, quickness, and jumping ability, along with a dynamic body that is so physically strong, I don't think we've had anybody like him. You know, LeBron, maybe, but even LeBron is not like this guy. If he continues to work on his skills so he can shoot the jump shot from long range, he's going to be not only the first player chosen in the draft, not only a rookie of the year, but an NBA all-star from day one. So he's a spectacular player. We're going to see him up close and personal in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you'll be in Cameron in a couple of weeks. I wanted to bring this back up because now it's kind of done and the story, I guess, is over. But the Dewan Hernandez saga that went on all season long, and now it's kind of, you know, the story's kind of over. Sad ending to the story for you, for the team, and obviously for Dewan. But now that it's all said and done and he's not on the team, well, your final thoughts on everything so the door could kind of be closed on this?
Yeah, he's on the team.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is just the fact that he's not
– He can't play.
He can't play. Like, he's there. You know, it's a stinky situation for you and obviously for Dewan.
I feel awful for him because he's such a wonderful young man. He practices with us. He's continuing to stay in shape. His goal is to become an NBA player, and I think he's going to be able to reach that goal. It's just so sad the journey that he has had to go through this year. It's just sad, and he's a young man that deserves a chance to prove what a great kid he is and what a great player he is, and I think the NBA scouts are going to research Dewan. He's kind of an unknown right now, but I think they'll research him and find out that he's a great kid and a terrific player and probably will end up in the NBA next year.
Yeah. Sad ending to that story just for him and for the program and for you, just because you had to sit around this whole time and worry about it also. I'll say it for you. It stinks, and the NCAA stinks for doing that to him. But
I'll tell you one thing.
We'll let you not get fined for that.
We just wanted to get caught up with you, Coach, just to let you know, man. I know you're winning games. But I said, we got to have Coach Larinaga on, man, just to say hello and tell him, Coach, hang in there, man, shorthanded and everything else. I know you don't make excuses, but it's good to see your guys playing their you-know-what off every night, Coach. So it's been good.
Well, thanks, guys. We've got Clemson tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Clemson's on a roll. They've won 4 in a row. They're the most experienced team in the ACC. They have 4 seniors. Several of them are 50-year seniors. So we're going to have our hands full tomorrow night at the Watsco Center. But I know our guys are ready to compete.
7 p.m. tip-off for the Canes and Clemson on Wednesday night. Coach, as always, we love having you on. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks. Thanks, fellas.
All right, that was Jim Larranaga, head basketball coach for the University of Miami basketball team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.